654-RAMSEYAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Greetings. Welcome to today's open forum. I'm so much into the open forum, I've been looking at past notes. It's in my thinking. Welcome to today's present truth. Rick Rodriguez. Well, I don't want to get heavy on you, but you need to know the truth. I'm going to begin. I'm going to talk about the riots in Kazakhstan. I'll talk about Russia and the press now trying to, Psaki, the press secretary, denying that there is any American involvement in the riots in Pakistan. Well, we'll talk about all this. But first, this was 3 days ago, 4 days ago out of the allnewspipeline.com. For the individuals that have been taking these vaccinations, I know that I started thinking about this, I think, 9 months ago. What's going to happen to the blood supply? If people that have had vaccinations go to the blood banks, sell their blood, donate their blood, the people that will be the recipients of that blood supply through transfusions, is what is in the blood of the vaccinated going to be and contaminate the blood within the body of the unvaccinated? We're going to talk about this. Out of allnewspipeline.com, this was out of the 2nd of January. And the globalists developed an agent of death that can't be treated or cured. The graphene nanotech in the shot is also leading to a huge crisis in the human blood supply. I'll quote, and then I'll add commentary. The vax has been found to contain not just a promoted mRNA gene therapy, but also graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide, nano chips, possible parasitic eggs have also been found. This is the ivermectin. Ivermectin takes care of the parasitic eggs. Research and investigation has shown that the blood of those that have been injected, it undergoes a change almost immediately. The blood darkens, begins to clot within the veins and arteries. The ingredients of the vax have been found in every organ of the body of those that have received the vaccination. The graphene chips release what appear to be parasitic eggs, and they start to form structures within the body. The patient can become ferromagnetic, meaning the ability to react to a magnetic field. Now, I have heard that some of these people that have received the vaccinations with this graphene in it, if they have to have an MRI, a CAT scan, MRI, it will damage the machine. So before you have an MRI, you have a bad accident, and you need to go in, you had some head trauma, you have to go in, have an MRI to see what kind of damage you have to the brain. They won't put you through an MRI machine because you have graphene that will interfere with the system and can damage that machine. It only gets worse. So again, the patient can become ferromagnetic. That is the ability to react to a magnetic field, which is exactly what an MRI machine is. Graphene is a two-dimensional structure of carbon or carbon oxide or carbon hydroxide. It forms a crystalline net of hexagons similar to chicken wire. It's only one atom thick, but can be any. It can be of any length. Graphene chips can act like razor blades as they circulate through the veins, arteries, and capillaries. They've been shown to accumulate in groups under 5G electromagnetic or radiocellular frequency radiation and form structures. Many of those that have been injected have found that they are active as a Bluetooth device. So in other words, they're active. Just like a Bluetooth device, they become that device. That device, any Bluetooth, from where I'm sitting, if my Bluetooth is on a quarter of a mile at least in every direction, I can connect to any person out there that is on a Bluetooth device. They know that I'm here. I know that my cell knows that they're here. Their cell knows that I'm here. And our two cells know that there are five other cells, cell phones. The other cell phones know that we're here. And it goes out to within a quarter of a mile. Then does it jump another quarter of a mile and another quarter of a mile? So that it's like just an endless mesh of connected devices. We'll be back just a minute and second to continue.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the drab.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Okay, so we can be active like a Bluetooth device. Does that mean that we could be sending heart rate, blood pressure, these type of things out just like a Bluetooth device? I don't know. But the way that the people that have put this stuff together, if we can be connected, interconnected, we don't know what they can do. Graphene is not biologically active. It is not metabolized in the body. It is not recognized as an invader. Not recognized as an invader. It is not biodegradable. Once in the human body, it remains unless physically removed. Methods for graphene removal are blood draining and organ removal. Oh, just get rid of your blood. We'll go ahead and relieve you of your liver, of your kidneys, of your brain. Neither method is recommended. Both are highly risky and have a low effectiveness rate. Any graphene that has embedded itself in tissue, arterial walls, or cells will not be removable by blood draining. These are some of the things that Christ stated in the Gospels. There would be things that would occur. The fear, the terror would be so great that men would die from heart attacks. And Christ said also in Luke 21, that there'd be a time at the end of the world when there would be perplexities, meaning no solutions. There wouldn't be answers. Perplexities. No answers. What would be the answer to removing this graphene out of a human being? No answers. No solutions. We're in that world. I know that many don't like, you know, my presenting that we're at the end of the world. The fact is, the evidence shows that we are. In the decade before Christ returns, so many changes are going to happen in ways that mankind could never imagine. The thought, number one, that half of 7 billion people on the earth could be murdered, killed, die, removed in a matter of 10 years. 3.5 billion people dying, half of the world's population, if not even more. So, for those that have already taken these vaccinations with this in it, it is really going to not just be a survival physically, knowing that we don't know how long and what damage has occurred, but it's going to be a spiritual matter. In other words, Christ said that at the end of the world, in that last decade, millions and billions of people were going to have a, I guess you would say, a visit with a God moment, where they're going to have to realize that they're not going to live, they don't know how long they may have to live, and they had better decide what they're going to do as far as their relationship with God in eternity and what that means. Don't leave this world without Christ. Don't leave this world without Jesus Christ, because He's the only one that can give eternal life. The only one. Buddhism, any of the other isms, do not give eternal life. Only Jesus Christ gives life. Do not leave this world without the Son of God. This is exactly the scenario that Christ said would occur at the end of the world. People having to make a decision. Very simple. Like in the book of Joel, mankind would be in a valley of decision. Decisions, decisions. Men, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. People that have cancer are put in that position where they have to make a decision, knowing that they're going to, their time on this earth is limited. I have friends that had cancer, and they told me that they finally, at that point in their life, they made a decision to really become serious, to get serious with God. And then as they would get serious with God, as they would read the Bible says that if you want to get serious with God, you have to receive His Son, Jesus Christ. Because God points you to His Son, and the Son will point you back to the Father. Where the whole world is entering into a valley of decision. This article, those that have taken these shots, you don't know how long you have to live. You don't know whether it's a day, a month, a year, 2 years, 3 years. This is one of the signs of the end of the world. Unbelievable what man will do to man. The evil that man can do to his fellow man. It cannot be physically removed. You want to drain your blood and try to remove it that way? Well, it's going to be dangerous. You can't remove your organs, because once it's in the organs, it's there. Any graphene that is embedded itself in tissue, arterial walls, or cells will not be removable by blood draining. And the article continues, the globalist developed an agent of death that cannot be medically treated or cured. People have a hope that there's an answer to what has been injected into your system or into their system. Well, in this case, I'm presenting to you, there is no solution. There is no answer. The answer is trusting the Son of God. Now, going on with the article. So it has an effect on the human blood supply. You're going in for a medical treatment. You need blood. Do you know if the blood, the person that donated the blood that you may have as a transfusion, do you know if that blood is the blood of a vaxxed person? Because if it is, that graphene in the blood supply is now going to be part of your system. So, for those that have read this article to this point, They have to be aware that the products of the vax are present in the blood and organs of the vaxed. When a vaxed individual donates blood, the donated blood contains all the vax products circulating in their body. When this blood is used for blood transfusions or blood plasma, the vax products are not filtered out and are thus spread to the patient receiving the blood transfusion or plasma. As if it was not bad enough, continuing to quote, there are many products that are made from human blood and tissue. There is a high likelihood that all these products are contaminated with the vax ingredients. I want you to read this. It's on allnewspipeline.com. Allnewspipeline.com. It was January 2nd, 2022. The name of the article, "This Huge Crisis is About to Face America, is Being Highly Censored." I thought about this months and months ago. And I'm just glad it's in print. I knew that anybody taking a transfusion, whatever is in the vaccine, whatever has been injected into a person, is going to be in their blood, is going to circulate through their system. And whoever receives a transfusion from that victim or that person that has a vaccination is going to receive whatever was in that blood. And here it is right here in the black and the white. I always tell you, I go back to the black and the white. This is not my opinion. This is true science. You know, Fauci says follow the science. These criminals say follow the science. The science is you get the vaccination, whatever's in that vaccination, and if there's graphene in it, it is now in your system. That's the science. They tell you follow the science, but they're not telling you that in their science, graphene is a killer. It can get into your blood circulatory system and acts like a knife. It has very sharp edges and can scrape, cut the circulatory, the veins, arteries. This is sheer evil. Injecting minute knives in your veins. So here are some of the things that may contain these ingredients. Fertility drugs, such as Pregnol, human eggs, human sperm, human serum, recovered plasma, source plasma, whole blood, red blood cells, leukocytes, platelet-rich plasma, platelet concentrates. Unvaccinated patients are in danger of receiving vax products if they are hemophiliacs, undergoing fertility treatments, receiving donated blood or blood plasma, or sharing sperm. The injury, for example, graphic, a vaxxed male having intercourse with an unvaxxed female. Every part, every aspect, anything liquid within a vaxxed person, probably even saliva to some degree, may carry this graphene oxide. Not just the blood, teardrops, mucus, who knows? But sperm? I don't doubt it. Unvaccinated patients, again, undergoing fertility treatments, receiving blood or blood plasma, sharing sperm. Jury is out on possible transmission of the vax contaminants through, I didn't read this part, but here it is, through saliva, nasal aerosols, sweat, or tears. I didn't read that part. It was just my assumption. And here it is in the black and the white. In the black and the white. Saliva, nasal aerosols, sweat, or tears. So if you sneeze, you may transmit it. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
The PE Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See peshows.com to register. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
So, you're getting the black and the white. Again, the article is out of allnewspipeline.com. Name of the article, "This huge crisis about to face America is being highly censored." January 2nd, 2022. Now, I'm going to finish out. I'll just read what I finished the last break with. Unvaccinated patients are in danger of receiving vax products if they are homophiliacs, undergoing fertility treatments. Ladies, if you can't get pregnant, you better be careful. As much as you want to get pregnant, you do not want to get some organs or anything from a donor that has been vaccinated, especially if they have this graphene oxide in them, because having a child is not going to matter. If you get this in your system, the fetus will also get it. Now, does the graphene oxide multiply? Well, I don't believe it does. I think it's X amount, but it does go through your whole system, and you don't need much. But whatever is inside your body is going to probably be contaminated also, meaning a fetus. Receiving donated blood or blood plasma or sharing sperm, the jury is still out on possible transmission of the vax contaminants through saliva, nasal aerosols in case you sneeze, or mucus, should you have to blow your nose, or what about when you have to go to the bathroom, your urine, feces, sweat, tears. The article concludes this way. These powers that be, the PTBs, the powers that be, develop an agent of death that is not medically treatable, does not degrade, is not rejected by the human body, can be transmitted to those not receiving the shot, and that will slowly, then rapidly, reduce the population of useless eaters to a level they feel is sufficient. And what did the Lord Jesus say? What did God's prophets in the Old Testament and the apostles in the New Testament state? What did John the Apostle in the book of Revelation actually state? That a third of the population will be destroyed basically by war. There'll be another quarter, I believe, that will be die through diseases, plagues. It might be vice versa, but there's a third plus a quarter, so that's close to a half of the world's population. So this is what they do. Now, I'll go back to who is they? Who is it that do what they do? The society, the group that has planned the wars, used the militaries of this nation and the other militaries, controls the intelligence agencies of this nation, Britain, the Five Eyes, that helped put together NATO, the EU. Who is it that controls and gives direction to all the pharmaceutical companies internationally? Who is the center group, the sole directing group that is talking to the corporations, that is directing the corporations really at light speed? Presently, the corporations are, their whole system of finance is being directed into what they call a one world digital system. Who is it that is doing this? It is a group called Pilgrim Society. So I just go back to the Pilgrims. It is the group that is basically overseeing everything that is happening in the world. It is the group that is trying to start a fourth world war with Russia. This is the group that destroyed Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution, tried to eliminate Russia at the time of Adolf Hitler, was going to use Hitler, commanded Hitler to invade Russia, which was a foolish move on Germany's part, who destroyed Russia's economy in the late 70s, the late 80s, in the administration of Ronald Reagan, and who is now presently trying to once again destroy Russia through using the NATO, the European nations, demonizing Russia, which began with Hillary Clinton in her debate with Donald Trump. I think it was a second debate or third debate when she stated that there was a, what would you call it, Russian involvement in the election. They're doing it again. So, the Pilgrim Society, right now in Kazakhstan, are they involved in using Kazakhstan to once again push Russia even further toward a war? Well, let's look at this here. I have an article out of today's the whatdoesitmean.com. It says here that presently, with what happened here a couple of days ago in Kazakhstan, with the matter of the riots taking place there, the United States, with the White House representative, spokeswoman Jen Psaki, she stated in RussiaToday.com, U.S. denies role in Kazakhstan uprising. White House says crazy Russian claims of U.S. instigating civil unrest in Central Asia are absolutely false. Joe Biden's spokeswoman denied that the U.S. government is behind the violent protests that have rocked Kazakhstan this week, claiming that unnamed Russians have falsely accused Washington of triggering the tumult. Well, they are. America's trying to do it in the Ukraine. And why not further exacerbate the problem by doing it in Southern Asia, in Kazakhstan? Well, we're going to continue with this in just a second. So stay put. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Okay, we're going to continue So anyhow, the United States is denying any involvement in what's happening in Kazakhstan. Don't believe it. They will attack from the west, or from Russia's west, from Russia's south. They can't attack Russia from the east because China borders that area. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, talks about the coming Russian war. And it says that in the time before that war, God is going to put hooks in the jaw of Russia and force Russia to go south into the mountains of Israel, south into Jordan, the nation of Jordan, which Israel will own here shortly, control, retake her ancient land of Jordan. Russia has already sent military into Kazakhstan. The Chinese are ready to send military also. That's one thing that Russia does not want. Kazakhstan, the riots began because the gas prices almost doubled. The people that rebelled and rioted, I cannot say they are just the man on the street. This seems to be too organized. You don't just spontaneously go into a city like Portland or Seattle or Chicago or New York or any of these other cities that burned here in the last couple of years in America just spontaneously. No, it doesn't happen that way. It takes communication. It takes a plan. There has to be an objective with a desired result. So later on, Russia stated that actually the Kazakh president Kassam Jomart Tokayev asked the Russian-led Collective Security Treaty Organization for help in stabilizing the situation, saying, quote, foreign-trained terrorists were overrunning strategic facilities. They didn't just go to City Hall. No, they're going to strategic infrastructure, power plants, water waste centers, potable water systems. His government declared a nationwide state of emergency, and so he is stating that there are foreign trained terrorists. You wouldn't make that statement casually. No way. Too much backlash. Then at the same time, China, Russia does not want China to send anybody in. This is why Russia went in quickly. Most of the people in Kazakhstan are Russian, have Russian lineage. Now, remember, after Afghanistan, when we pulled out of Afghanistan, the CIA objective was now to move those extra military-trained, CIA-trained members of the Islamic terrorist groups and even American intelligence personnel north. Where would that be? Right in that region. And at that time, Russia warned the United States, do not send in American personnel, military strategists, do not send them in. Russia determined to protect that southern border of Kazakhstan. At the same time, it was revealed that America and Europe had made decisions to begin to occupy that Central Asian region because of the natural resources in that area. That would be the new resource center, just like the Middle East was a resource center starting at the turn of last century. And the oil reserves, Kazakhstan is very rich in oil, along with that whole area being very rich in other things, gold, silver, precious metals, things like that, but also, I believe, these rare earth metals. China has a hold on the rare earth metal market. She obtains these metals from all over the world, but not so much that area. Kazakhstan is part of the Silk Road, the old Silk Road, which is part of Xi Jinping's One Belt Road system. Now, another thing about Kazakhstan, it is the center for Illuminati. It is a very beautiful, there's one city in Kazakhstan, I don't remember the name of it. It is a very, oh, it's called Astana. Astana, A-S-T-A-N-A. It is a beautiful city, but it has all of the occult buildings from the big Masonic temple, massive. It has the White Tomb. These are occult structures. It has a building that is just like the Eye of the Pyramid on the $1 bill. It's very wealthy, it's very beautiful, and it is, again, an Illuminati center. What's happening in the world internationally is there are now more and more occult centers internationally. Why? Because eventually when America takes over the nations, there America will control and give direction to all of the occult centers throughout the world. Kazakhstan, I believe, will be one of them. London, in England, another. The occult center in Paris, France, another. Along with Egypt, there are so many. I don't even have time to mention them. But we'll continue in just a second. America's involvement in Kazakhstan. We'll be back.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399. 8399.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every
life, we have some. With this matter of the Illuminati, people poo-poo it, don't think it's really real. No reason to be concerned. But understand, these people involved in these secret societies, they serve a very powerful, invisible entity. This invisible entity visited with Christ when he went to the desert and fasted for 40 days. At the end of the 40 days, Satan came, tempted Christ 3 times. This very powerful entity, after this visit with Christ, he left. Christ wouldn't bow the knee to him, wouldn't worship him. Christ even rebuked him and told him, "No, I won't get behind me," actually. From that point forward, Satan went out into the world. Lucifer went out into the world looking for people that would serve him. These are some of the people and the families that serve him. It's in the black and the white. They are powerful people. Jacob Rothschild, Queen Elizabeth, George Soros, David Rockefeller, Evelyn de Rothschild, good friends with Hillary, David Rockefeller Jr., Henry Kissinger, J. Rockefeller, Benjamin de Rothschild, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush Jr., Nicholas Rockefeller, the Rockefellers, and we know Bill Rockefeller Clinton, Hillary Rockefeller Clinton, Pope Benedict the 16th, Charles, Prince of Wales, Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, Prince Philip, who just died recently, and his lineage goes back to the lineage of the Tsar of Russia that was murdered. His great aunt or his aunt was a relative to, I forget the guy's name. He and his whole family were murdered. Why would the queen marry Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh? Because of the lineage. Then you have Beatrix of the Netherlands, Max Warburg, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who has a daughter that is, compared to her father, she's a late bloomer, if you want to call her a bloomer at all. Nick Oppenheimer, Nikki. So anyhow, Alan Greenspan, Juan Carlos of Spain. How about Ben Bernanke? What about all these people in the financial world of American government, in the Bilderbergers, in the Federal Reserve? They're all there. People don't pay attention to this, but now the world is beginning to pay attention because of the suffering. Okay. That's it for today. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back. And also, remember, there's no solution to the graphene if you've taken it. The only solution is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can help you in while you're alive and in the world to come. Jesus Christ is the only answer.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured. We accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.